Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning I am joined in the studio by Chef Rick from the Family Food Fest. Chef Rick, welcome.
Hey, Kiplin, how you doing?
I am so glad that you are here to talk about this event because it is so much fun. It is a Father's Day family event all around food, and my listeners already know how much I love food. But Chef Rick, could you share just a little bit about how the Family Food Fest came about and why it's so important to celebrate dads and the men in our lives with this food festival?
Absolutely. Well, our founder, Diane Larcher, is a media and marketing guru that was involved with another organization. And then she decided to continue with the Father's Day celebration under the banner of Family Food Fest Atlanta. And it has now become a multicultural Father's Day event that the entire metro Atlanta area looks forward to, because what better way to bring people together than with food? And it has really become the premier event every year on Father's Day. And we invite everybody to come out and join us on Father's Day, Sunday, June 17th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Georgia Railroad Freight Depot. And celebrating fathers, I think, is so important. When you look at the history of how much moms celebrated on Mother's Day versus how little, if you will, fathers are celebrated on Father's Day.
Dads are tired of the ties.
We're tired of the ties with the batteries in them that light up. We're tired of the eclectic socks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're tired of all of that. So it's an opportunity for the entire family to come out and celebrate fathers and do it with great food from all around the world, because we will have probably over 200 different types of food for your culinary palate to just go on an adventure.
And that is the wonderful thing. I know a lot of people may be used to food festivals where you get a little sample and you get a little taste. But at the Family Food Fest for Father's Day, you get a meal.
Well, yeah, by the time you finish, you're going to be so full and you're going to be so happy, because it's not only about the food, but it's also about the fellowship and about the family. So we have an area, we have a kids zone. We will have face painting and bounce houses. We will have live entertainment on the stage as well. So it's an opportunity for you to come out. Don't worry about cooking for dad on Father's Day. Cooking breakfast and then come out that afternoon to Family Food Fest Atlanta at the Georgia Railroad Depot.
And you mentioned the kids zone, but they're also cooking demonstrations. So there are chefs from HGTV and Top Chef and wonderful restaurants that come.
Absolutely.
And literally share their gifts.
Yeah.
With the crowd. So you learn how to make some new things and then you get to taste some new things.
Yep.
So it is just a real wonderful experience for everyone.
It really is. And we've had chefs like Raul Thomas, who's from Puerto Rico, is a good friend of mine. We became friends because of Family Food Fest Atlanta. And he is just an incredible chef. Also, G. Garvin has been with us before. And we've got some surprises for you this year that I'm not going to disclose just yet, but trust me, you don't want to miss this. And if you like me, I love to cook, and I call myself a chef. I don't have a license, but trust me, I've got the skills. So it's an opportunity for you to come out and learn, as you said, from some of the best in the business, just some general things that you just may not know. You may know how to cook, and you know, everybody, if you love to eat, you need to know how to cook, but you can learn something and have fun with us at Family Food Fest Atlanta.
And Chef Rick, I'm going to stick with Chef Rick, but Rick Joyner, go ahead and share with our listeners. So there are lots of things that you could have been involved with. Mm-hmm. Why did the Family Food Fest speak to you in such a way that this is now something that you use to showcase your skills?
Yeah. Well, when I met Diane Larcher and the Atlanta Family Food Fest Atlanta organization, I actually, the first year, I actually cooked. I was working for Angel Food Ministries, and they sponsored me as a cook for Family Food Fest Atlanta. And I did a, and y'all remember this, it was a grilled salmon vinaigrette salad that I did. And I won first place because of my background in radio and television broadcasting and professional hosting and those kinds of things. Diane, just she wouldn't let me go. And we just became like family. And I've been the host of the stage ever since. And that's been some almost 15 years ago now, I think. So it's an opportunity for me to give back as well, because, you know, we don't make, you know, this is not about making money. This is about celebrating dads and celebrating the family. And we have charitable organizations that we donate to as well. So everybody come out Sunday, June 17th on Father's Day from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Georgia Railroad Freight Depot. We're at 65 MLK Jr. Drive in Atlanta from 3 to 6. It's going to be great.
And this will prevent you from standing in lines at restaurants or, you know, you miss the reservation. You know, come on out and have fun. Now, you mentioned the Kids Zone, and it's a very wonderful area. It's a large area where the kids can kind of have some fun. Mm-hmm. But there's also a health screenings.
Absolutely.
There's also a health component, because while you're eating this wonderful food, you still need to take into consideration, you know, making sure you're healthy and that kind of thing. And you mentioned some of the famous HGTV chefs. Mm-hmm. So I'm really amazed that people who haven't participated in this wonderful event, as you said, it's been really going on for a number of years.
Right.
And it is a great way to celebrate dads that's not cliche.
Yes, absolutely. And let me also add this. We have a silent auction that is amazing. And I mean, everything from round trip airline tickets, you know, anywhere in the world, to very unique baskets that have been put together with some of our Atlanta sports teams, like the Atlanta Falcons. I remember I got an Atlanta Falcons basket one year that I bid on, the Hawks, and it's
golf outings.
There's all kinds of great prizes that are donated for the silent auction. So you can get a chance to pick up on some very, very unique and valuable gifts for just a little bit of money. And of course, it all goes to charity. So we want everybody to come on out and have a great time with us.
And again, it is Father's Day Sunday. That is June 17th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Georgia Freight Depot. And if you want extra information, there's a website, familyfoodfestatlanta.com.
Yes.
And you can email them at familyfoodfestatlanta@gmail.com. Now, Rick, one of the other things we wanted to share today is that some of the chefs, let me just explain, guys. The food is so good. I mean, the food is so good. You are, you know, kind of amazed that people are actually giving the food to you because it is so good. And, you know, you might find a favorite that you just keep coming back to, and they will keep loading up your plate. It's not where you get like a little ticket and you can only go back one time. But last year, I remember specifically one of the chefs, the ribs and the slabs of ribs that were just there, you know, crackling on the grill. And,
yeah,
you know, it was almost hypnotizing me, Rick.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny. I wanted to jump on that grill.
Sorry, baby, you're making me hungry now.
And that was Sam. That
Sam
was the chef,
Meadows.
Sam Meadows.
Yes.
And Sam couldn't be here to share with us today, but I want you to share with our listeners what happened to Sam Meadows from his participation in the Family Food Festival.
So not only is this a great way to celebrate fathers and family, but it can also be the kickstart, if you will, for a new entrepreneurial opportunity for those of you that love to cook. And Sam is a perfect example of that, because Sam did these wonderful ribs that you were talking about last year. He won first place with those ribs. And since then, Sam has launched his own barbecue business. Did you hear what I said? Because of his participation winning first place at Family Food Fest Atlanta. He was then inspired to go ahead and start his own barbecue business, and he's doing well.
Again, when I tell you I wanted to jump on the grill, I mean, because it was so beautiful to see and it was so good. It wasn't just beautiful to see it cooking. It was beautiful to take a bite.
Yeah. There's nothing like looking at great food. The only thing better than that is tasting great food that you can see. So we want to also, if I may, I want to just give a big shout out to all of our sponsors, WSB-TV, KISS 104.1, of course. Hear all of the wonderful people at 91.9 WCLK. Also to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, AIB-TV, and the city of Atlanta as well. It takes these sponsors to really help us to pull this event off every year. And we thank them so much. And big thanks to you for being with us again.
Yeah, look, and I will say this. It's one of those things that if you go to the Family Food Fest one year, it will become that thing that you do every year, because the people, the chefs are so good. And I think last year it was the young lady who had won on the junior Top Chef.
Okay.
She was there with her recipes. Mm-hmm. And then the HGTV Next TV chef, mm-hmm. she was there with her recipes. I mean, you know, if you like food, if you like family, if you want to celebrate your dad, this is really and truthfully the only thing to do on Father's Day.
And it's not going to break the bank to do it either. That's one of the best things about it. Tickets are only $25 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. And you can go to our website at familyfoodfestatlanta.com for all of the details.
And I'm talking about the food and the chefs, but there is other entertainment. There was a singer. Mm-hmm. There were dancers. Honest and truthfully, everything that you might want to entertain your family, to entertain your dad, is going to all be at the Georgia Freight Depot on Sunday, June 17th.
Absolutely. Make sure you come on out. And I don't know if you recall or not, but the entrance, the kickoff of the event every year is this wonderful African dance troupe with the drummers, of course.
With the drum line, yep.
Yeah, that kicks this thing off. And we have a wonderful time. So everybody, please celebrate your dad or that father figure in your life. And come on out and be with us at the Georgia Railroad Depot on Father's Day from 3 to 6 p.m. Your board Rick Joyner will be hosting on stage. We're going to have a great time.
Chef Rick Joyner, thanks so much for coming and sharing this information with our listeners. It is Family Food Fest, Sunday, June 17th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Georgia Railroad Freight Depot. And that website again is familyfoodfestatlanta.com.
See you on Father's Day.
See you on Father's Day. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, dear.